Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host of the most. I'm the Bomb. It is March 12th, 2021. And yeah, halfway through March. It's exciting. Super exciting. I'm not going to do like any movie news really or any of that extra. I got a lot of video game news. And then in the anime news section, I got a lot of hype reminders. A lot of hype for spring and summer coming on. Got a couple movies coming out, movie news, things like that. So that's exciting. And then at the end, I kind of want to talk about the Digimon card game. Just because like some things I've noticed, and not just the Digimon card game, but just like an opinion on like how things are being released and thing and what, how the pandemic affected that stuff. Just from personal observation, so it's like, you know, take it with a grain of salt because it's just an opinion, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I could be wrong about a lot of things too, so. But I just thought that'd be interesting just because I spent a lot of today trying to, like, coordinate with some of, like, the local gaming community on how to acquire some Digimon stuff, and I'll tell you more about it. But anyway, let's get into it, shall we? We'll do the non-anime news first, and then we'll take a break and then clock in into the anime news. I came across this article on Game Informer called The Spring Buying Guide 2021, and I thought that was really cool. So I was like, let's take a look at this. Here's an Xbox controller, Samsung Galaxy Buds Live. I thought these buds looked really cool. I do have a friend who is a tech YouTuber who might do a review on these, or he might have already done a review on them, and I'm going to watch. But if you just go to YouTube and type in Dwayne Mims, or Wayne Train, you'll find his channel. He's always buying like phones and tech accessories, things like that, like waterproof speakers, like buds, things like that, phone cases. And it's really funny. His partner is one of my best friends, Linda, and they're always she's like, the only reason I have this phone is because, like, you know, he keeps buying phones. He's like, hey, you want an iPhone X? Here you go. Like, and it's hilarious. But he might do a review on these, and I know he will because it's a Galaxy thing. So, Cyber Shoes Gaming Station, control movement and rotation in VR with this fascinating new solution as your leg movements correlate directly to in-game actions. That is crazy. They're $400. The 8-bit Do arcade stick for Switch and Windows. I mean, I've seen reviews of this on YouTube. It's a really cool arcade stick, and it makes it very easy for you to switch out the buttons and or joystick. The joystick, like the top part where the buttons come out and the joystick comes out. The way it's built underneath is it's built with like these lined thin plastic walls shaped in different ways, so you can fit pretty much any kind of joystick in there, like a Shimizu, a Sanwa JLF, like in there other kinds. I forgot the other names of the other ones, but like basically any kind of shape of the joystick plate will fit in there, which is really cool. You really can't go wrong with an arcade stick like that for $90, especially one that works with the Switch. So it only works for the Switch and Windows. I've seen people do mods on them where they put a Brooks board in there so it works for the PS4 and Xbox as well. But for $90, I mean, you really can't go wrong. It's a really nice arcade stick. I'm definitely thinking of picking one out myself and just replacing the buttons and the gate in the joystick. I love it. iPhone 12, nobody cares. Tabletop BBB card case. This thing is fucking cool. I mean, it's $73, but like it looks so dope. You kind of can like, I mean, it basically is like a steel, or not, maybe not steel, metal. Oh, metal. It's metal. It's a metal black card case, and you can put like your deck boxes or cards. You know, you look like fucking Kaiba up in this bitch. And also at the website Card King Pro, where you can buy it, you can also buy it like by putting like a custom, like you can put a custom logo on it. Like they'll do it for you, which I think they do with like, they probably do it with like UV printing in the metal. Otherwise, I mean, that's pretty cool. I'm okay with like the standard like zipper ones, you know, but this looks really sweet, especially you know, if you're carrying around expensive cards, you know, you don't want them to shuffle around too much. X-Men Mutant Insurrection, a cooperative dice-driven card game that lets you choose between 16 of the most memorable Children of Atom as they set out on a scenario-driven mission. And you can buy it on Fantasy Flight Games. It is $55. It looks pretty fun, and it comes with like these little kind of paper X-Jet things, and you can put the X-Men on them, and yeah, it's like a build a card games, or you know, so it's like all the cards you need are in the game. Hues and Cues, which is a colorful party game that offers novel challenges for players, but it's simple enough for family and friends to enjoy with little to no introduction to, or prior game experience. Players are challenged to use one or two word clues to describe a specific color that is part of a massive grid of 480 hues. The other players then try to guess which color you mean, and points are determined by how close everyone gets, and that's $25. Some Pathfinder things, Bloodborne the board game. This looks really fun. Comes with like these little miniatures as well. RPGs. There's a new Cyberpunk RPG book, so that is $60. Some Super Nintendo hats, got some clothes here. That's fine and everything. Some cool figures. Final Fantasy Omega Meister quality figure, $230. Artwork created based on figures created on the artwork by based on the artwork by Yoshitaka Amano. Ghostbusters Spengler's Neutrona Wand. That's pretty sweet. A Scorpion bust from Mortal Kombat. Some Funko Pops, but I know y'all hate those. I also saw someone tweeted or someone tagged me in the Discord earlier today and a couple weeks ago. They two people different people posted it. They're coming out with this figure where it's like a Godzilla, but it's Mech Godzilla, but it's in the color scheme of Ava Unit 1, so it's like an Ava Unit 1 Mecha Godzilla. Super sick. Yeah. Anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy that. That's pretty cool. So, new Halo Infinite details reveal dynamic weather, more engaging enemy encounters, and more. A new video dropped called hashtag Ask343 Halo Infinite. It looks really amazing, man. This looks really cool. I'm really excited to see this. Some things confirmed not to be in Halo Infinite include no dual wielding, no playable elites, no hostile wildlife. I don't know if that bothers anyone. I'm not sure. I'm just reporting it. But yeah, Crash Bandicoot 4, it's about time. This is a review. This game has already been out for a while, but it's coming to the Switch now, which I also did not know about. So I might have to cop because I love Crash Bandicoot. Loop Hero sells 500,000 copies already, and new improvements are on the way. I've seen a couple people on our Discord who have been playing. It launched on March 4th. It does look super fun. I definitely want a cop for sure. What is this on? Is this on the Switch? I don't even know what this is on. Loop Hero. It looks super fun, honestly. Super, super fun. Slay the Spire. I also heard Slay the Spire was good. Was a good game. Hold on a second, you guys. Let me search this right quick. Oh, it's on Steam. Oh, it's not. It's just on Steam and on the computer. Okay. Well, shit. I might have to cop, you guys. Let's see. Mortal Kombat Movie offers first look at Cabal. He does look really cool. And it was announced today that it now has an R rating, which I figured as much because the trailer we got, you know, people's arms and shit was getting ripped off and everything like that. Arguably the coolest news that I've read this past week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge trailer. It's a new side-scroll beat-em-up game brought to you by Dotemu and Tribute Games. Tribute Games, they made Wizorb and Mercenary Kings, with Paul Robertson being the pixel artist who did it and the designer who did it, and Dotemu, who they recently did Streets of Rage 4, having worked on Scott Pilgrim versus. Oh, they did. Yeah, awesome. Tribute Games also did Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and with along with Dotemu as well. But yeah, it's basically another. It's pixel based and it's a side scroll beat 'em up, you know, side scroll beat 'em up of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It looks amazing. It looks so good. I'm so excited for this, and I can't wait. I don't. It doesn't say. I think it just says sometime in 2021 is when it's coming out. But I'm excited. I mean, I really, really like what Dotemu did with Streets of Rage 4, and I really love Tribute Games, and I love Wizorb and Mercenary Kings. Animal Crossing, New Horizons Build-A-Bear line announced. That is pretty exciting. I love Build-A-Bear. I have not been to a Build-A-Bear in a long time. But, you know, for $40, you know, 30 to pretty much anywhere from $25 to $50, you get a really nice stuffed animal, customized however you want, dressed however you want. I can only assume that this is going to be some, like, some of the characters, you know, like Isabel and whatever. But yeah, also the Mario stuff is now available, which I think it was available like last week, but I already got some of it. You have to order it through the Nook ATM, and you can only order 5 things at a time, and there's like 30 some things. So I'm trying to order everything so I have it before they take it away, which I don't know when that is going to be. I think it's like end of March. But also, March 18th is when the Hello Kitty stuff comes. So there you go. And you can also buy some St. Patrick's Day stuff now, which is kind of like, I don't really care about that. But, you know, Capcom warns of fake Resident Evil Village early access invites. Yeah. Do not download any files or reply to any emails. That is not, you know, just don't. Okay, don't. You can go to Capcom.com or their Twitter for more details. Speaking of Resident Evil, they revealed kind of a little teaser poster where it kind of just looks like a dark forest. And it's coming out in September by Johannes Roberts, who is set to direct. He has done, what else has he done? Let's see. Let me look. Let me look at his IMDb. Oh, he did a bunch of other horror movies. Dark Hunters, Storage 24, 47 Meters Down, Turn Your Bloody Phone Off. A bunch of random horror movies that I have no idea what they're even about. Okay. Alrighty. Some of these look like straight-to-video bad movies. But we'll see. You know, some people, you know. And, I mean, it's supposed to be more in line with, like, the actual, you know, Resident Evil game. So, like, the poster has the forest and it has, like, the characters' names on it, like Leon Kennedy, Claire Redfield, Chris Redfield, Ada Wong, William Birkin, Albert Wesker. So we'll see. Hopefully it's more kind of, like, to the source material, which I think is what people wanted in the first place, obviously. But the Overwatch Pachimachi challenge is now live. If you don't know who Pachimachi is, Pachimachi is the little stuffed, what is it, like a bud or a flower or something? It looks like a fucking octopus jellyfish goober thing. And it's this really cute, like, character, like fiction within the fiction kind of thing. You see it often in the vending machines, the arcade machines in the Hanamura level. And so, like, you can get skins, which is a Roadhog skin. And he just looks really cute. And his tattoo on the front is a Pachimari. Really funny. So, yeah, there you go. Live-action Dynasty Warriors movie trailer revealed. That is pretty exciting. It does look really cool. I watched the trailer earlier this morning, and it's pretty sweet. I'm pretty excited. It's supposed to be kind of, I think it's supposed to be based somewhat on, like, the first two games. I'm not totally sure. But, I mean, any kind of, like, you know, war, feudal China war, dynasty action shit, I'm into. I love that. I love the big swords they use and the thin swords they use. So dope. Gogeta, Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta is now live on Dragon Ball FighterZ. He is the fifth character of the FighterZ Pass Season 3 Fighter Pass. So now we have Kefla, Ultra Instinct Goku, Master Roshi, Super Baby 2, and Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta. So that's pretty cool. That is pretty sweet. I don't remember if there was going to be a sixth character, but some people were saying, like, hey, you should put Omega Shenron because you already have Super Baby in there. Might as well. But yeah, speaking of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot new DLC shows Trunks, the Warrior of Hope, which I believe is the History of Trunks movie or OVA or whatever it is, where it's like in that alternate future where everyone has died and it's just Trunks and Gohan. So that's pretty sweet. That's probably one of my favorite like moments in Dragon Ball Z, honestly. Super cool. King of Fighters 15 game reveals trailer for Yuri Sakazaki, the youngest of the Sakazaki clan. I gotta tell ya, I'm not that excited for King of Fighters 15. As soon as like King of Fighters 14 dropped and the gameplay looks fun, I just don't care for like how it looks as a game. When you have something that was so beautifully done in like the way it looked in King of Fighters 12 and 13, it was just so amazing the way it looked. And now we're kind of going to like this 2D, 3D look, and I get it, okay, like, you know, whatever, but it's just, I don't know, I don't like it. I do not like it. Record of Lotus War, Deed Lit in Wonder Labyrinth Games, full version launches March 27th. This is a 2D style Metroidvania game based on Record of Lotus War, which is super sick. I have not watched any Record of Lotus War really that much. I watched a few like things and maybe I think a movie when I was a kid, and I don't really remember too much of what it's about, but I know it's super epic, so it's really cool they're still keeping alive with this game. I don't know what it's based on, if it's based on like the manga or anime or whatever, but any Metroidvania game is just really fucking cool anyway. So anyway, that's literally all the non-anime news I have. Yeah, see, not too much, guys, not too much, because like a lot of the movie news that I had going on, I was like, this is all stuff I've been saying for, like, the past 2 months. Like, I don't need to repeat this stuff, you know what I mean? But if you want to hear movie news that you are maybe hearing rumors about or something's going to be announced and you want me to catch it for you, I definitely will, so let me know, okay? That being said, let's move on to the anime news, but first, let's take a small break right here. Boom, check that out for me, okay? And always, links.animesummit.net. Everywhere that you need to follow Anime Summit is there. Where to listen, where to subscribe. Also, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give Smokey his wings. He will fly to your house and make you breakfast. Probably. I don't know. You'll have to ask when he gets there. But yeah, if you're a patron, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it so much. You know, every time we get a new patron, that's just one step closer to us kind of doing this, you know, more full time. And that's what I want. And then I can just make more stuff and it's going to be amazing. So thank you so much. Before we start the... Oh, by the way, I forgot to upload the YouTube version of last week's episode. So I will be doing that tomorrow. Okay. So, or well, actually today, as you're listening to this, it should be up now. So for those of you who listen on YouTube, I am very sorry. But yes, I will be doing that. Let's get started on the anime news, but first, before I get started, former Toei animation producer Tatsuya Saito passed away. I think he passed away a couple days ago. February. It was February, so a couple weeks ago. He was 87 years old. He was a producer and planner at Toei Animation, beginning with Shonen Ninja Kaze no Fujimaru, Gegege no Kitaro, Tiger Mask, Hustle Punch, bunch of those classics, so... Yeah, a legend. He's been in the industry. He's been in the industry, you know what I mean? So we got to give this to him. This is for you, buddy. R.I.P. Tatsuya Saito. All right, let's get into it. I got a lot of anime news. I got more. This is like the first time I feel like I've had more anime news than non-anime news in a while. I think I mentioned this already, but I'm not sure. This version of it I'm reading came out today. But Crunchyroll Expo goes virtual for its 2021 event. They announced on Friday that this year's Crunchyroll Expo convention will be a virtual event from August 5th to 7th in order to emphasize the health of attendees, staff, exhibitors, and guests. The event staff will reveal more details for virtual Crunchyroll Expo 2021 next month. Customers who rolled over their tickets from the 2020 Expo can roll them over again for next year's in-person event, regardless if the price changes, or they can request a full refund. So yeah, which is kind of nice. That's how it should be done, I think. Because I think a lot of people thought back then when they were canceling events and turning them virtual, I think a lot of people thought, oh, well, you can roll them over to next year because next year will be fine. And obviously, we're not 100% there yet. So, I think there were some. Remember last week when we talked about it? Was it last week or the week before? There was a couple cons. There was like a con that was going virtual, and if you had rolled it over, it was going to be for that thing. And it's like, well, I rolled it over to be an in-person thing. I didn't roll it over for it to be another virtual thing, so that kind of sucks. I guess some people won't mind, but some people might. You never know. So, but yeah, that's really cool. So you can roll it over again, or you can just get your refund if you know what I mean. So it really depends. I would just roll it over again if I were you. If you rolled it over from 2020, I would just roll it over again and then just attend the virtual one, and So yeah, there you go. August 5th through 7th. Okay, so I'll be sure to remind you as the date gets closer on the newscast. Okay. Banno Magica Anime gets 10th anniversary event on April 25th. Wow, really? It is not. This anime is not 10 years old. Is it really? January 7th, 2011. Wow. I guess no, that's right, because like one of the first Weishwords decks I got was the English, the first one of the first decks that come out in English was Madoka Magica. So yeah, that makes sense. Oh my God, I'm old. Anyway, Madoka Magica, 10th anniversary event on April 25th. So that's pretty sweet. There you go. Shadows House anime cast Saori Onishi, Mai Nakahara, and Rie Kugimiya. This is the one with the fucking dolls. They got no faces and shit. So that's happening in spring. That is next season. Blue Reflection Ray TV anime adds four more cast members. Some cute girls. I think this is like a Yuri. Oh no, it's the one based off the PS4 game, Blue Reflection. And it's like this really cute girls, magical girl shit. Looks super cool. You know what? I've never played the game, but you know what? I'll take it in anime form. I'm okay with that. We got a new Tokyo Revengers teaser today and a new key visual. I am so excited for this. I mean, the characters look like their manga counterparts. They look great. And I think it's Studio MAPPA, right? Studio MAPPA? There was a live action film happening, but it got delayed. And it's happening in 2021 instead of 2020 when it was supposed to be. I'm looking right now to see who the studio is. Hold on a second. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh no, Leiden Films. Sorry, Leiden Films. But it does look pretty good. So I mean, we have character designs out here for Hayashi, Smile, Peiya-chan, Osanai. Really cool. Takemichi, obviously, Hinata, his girlfriend, Naoto, Mikey, Ken Ryuguji, Draken, Akun. Very awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to watch this. I'm so excited to keep reading it. The newest chapter came out. They come out every Wednesday, and the newest chapter was wild. I'm so excited. Hell yeah. I've been talking about Tokyo Revengers for like 15 million years. Y'all gotta read it. If you're not gonna read it, then get out of my house. All right. Let's see. GQ Powerful Pro Yaku smartphone game gets web anime. This has been a character for a while now, right? This little baseball chibi weird thing. They look like beans with bean hands. Smartphone game debuted in 2014 and has been downloaded 44 million times. This has been a thing for a while, right? It's by the same guy who made Guru Guru, Magical Circle Guru Guru. I don't know why I even brought this up. This is weird. Nobody cares about that. That's fucking weird. Keep your hands off Eiziken. Angaku March comes in like a lion. Win Media Arts Awards. The grand prize in the animation division went to Keep Your Hands Off Eiziken. Excellence Award went to Violet Evergarden in the movie. That's pretty cool. Another one went to A Whisker Away, which I still haven't seen yet. Can't Face Johnson. Social Impact Award went to Hase Haseru Hatsurumade. Music video by Waboku. New Face Award, The Man on the Shore, short anime by Daisuke Osasa. and some other shorts. A la Mer Poussière, animated by short film by Héloïse Ferlet. Héloïse LaFrenchy. I don't know how to say that. I wish I should study more French. Manga division, grand prize went to March Comes In Like a Lion. Excellence award went to Innocent Rouge. Social impact award went to Golden Kamuy. New face award went to Swingin' Dragon Tiger Boogie. Yeah, dude. My Broken Mariko as well. Really cool. Always cool to see stuff we like get awards. That's what's up. That's obviously why we like it. It's so good. Seirei Gensouki, Spirit Chronicles TV Anime Video Reveals 2021 premiere. I think it was based on a light novel. This is coming out. When did I say? April? Oh no, it just says 2021. So, not sure when. Sometime in 2021. Based on a light novel. Ryo, a callous orphan boy living in the slums. At only 7 years old, he realizes he's actually the reincarnation of Haruto Amakawa, a Japanese university student with a tragic past. While still reeling from this shocking epiphany, Ryo also comes to learn that he possesses extremely potent magical abilities and uses his new powers to solve the kidnapping case of a little girl. His good deed is acknowledged, and he is rewarded by being enrolled into a prestigious academy for noble children. All right, that's lame. It's always got to be some reincarnated as a poop or something. Anyway, Eden Zero anime video reveals more casts, and it's going to be premiering on Netflix streaming in 2021. So if you were excited for this to watch like the dub or something, that is going to be a Netflix jail. So you're going to have to, probably find other means to watch it, if you know what I mean. Or if you have the VPN, you can just use a VPN. I don't know who this LZ Crimson character is, but she's fine as wine, and she's got thick thighs, and I need her to kick my ass. Actually, all these girls in this show are kind of thick. Isn't this by the same guy who did a Fairy Tale and all that? I like these character designs. Maybe I should read it. You think I should read it? Hiro Mashima? You think I should read it? Let me know if you want me to read it. Have you read it? Anyway, Resident Evil Infinite Darkness CG anime reveals English and Japanese casts. Yeah, this looks really cool. This is coming in 2021 sometime. It's about, it tells a story about the kids of Albert Wesker or something like that, and they move into New Raccoon City, and Leon is like the main character, I think, Leon Kennedy. So that's what's up. Leon S. Kennedy and Claire Redfield. Yeah, dude. Leon's probably my favorite Resident Evil character. No lie. He's so badass. Fairy Ranmaru Anata no Kokoro o Tatsukishimasu. This is magical boys. Magical idol boys. Really cool. I'm really excited for this. This looks super fucking awesome. Let's see. I'm trying to find the premise. I can't find the premise. I Will Help Your Heart or something is what it's called. I don't know. Hold on. Where's the premise? Tell me the premise. I think it's just like a, here, let me click on the title. Here we go. There's no premise. Is there? There's no premise, but they're like these magical idol boys. And they each have, like, their own, like, really unique costume. And it's, like, super, they look super cute and look super adorable. And, yeah, I think that's April. So, yeah, next season, spring. There you go. Takanori Nishikawa performs opening theme for Thunderbolt Fantasy Show's third season. If you've never seen Thunderbolt Fantasy, you have to. It's the greatest anime of all time. You think me and Nick are trolling? We're not. I'm dead serious. It is literally the coolest fucking anime of all time. If you disagree, then I need you to get out of my house. And if not, then I'll make Smokey get you out of here. All right? Final Evangelion film breaks IMAX opening day record in Japan. The film sold 539,623 tickets and made about 802 million yen, which is about 7.3 million. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So I am excited for this. I am very excited for that. Battle in 5 seconds after meeting anime debuts this summer. Shogakukan's Manga One app revealed on Thursday that the television anime of Saizo Harawata and Miyako Kasiwa Daite 5-Bio de Battle manga will debut this summer. The story begins when Akira Shionagi, a high school boy who loves games, and Kanpeito Sugar Candy gets suddenly embroiled in a battle by a mysterious girl who goes by the name Mion. Hell yeah, the original manga online before artist Miyu Kokasiwa launched a remake of the manga with new art in Shogakukan's Ura Sunday webcomic service in 2015. Yeah, it's got over 2 million copies in circulation. It does look really cool, by the way. Lupin the Third, the first Altered Carbon re-sleeved, win VFX Japan Awards. The VFX Japan Awards announced this year's winners for its best award for each of its 6 categories. And the 6 categories are live action theatrical film category, went to Keep Your Hands Off Azekin, the live action version, obviously. Animated theatrical film category, Lupin the Third, the first. Television distribution program anime CG category, Altered Carbon re-sleeved. The game category went to Death Stranding. Commercial and promotional video category went to Millennium Parade's Fly With Me music video from Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex 2045. Leading Edge visual effects category went to Soul Levante. Yeah, dude. That's exciting. We're going to watch Lupin the Third, the first, and review it for you, hopefully soon. The Ancient Magus Brides, Kore Yamazaki launches new manga called Ghost and Witch. Very excited for that. And also, I believe we're getting a new anime for Magus Bride soon, and it's going to a new studio as well. So I think previously, who was the studio before? Hold on, let me look. I'm sorry, y'all. The studio before was... Oops. That is the English staff. That is not the Japanese staff. The Ancient Magus Bride anime. Alternative title. I cannot find it, you guys. Hold on a second. This is why I should just have Mal open at all times. But the new studio is going to be Kara, I believe. So that's pretty... Oh, Wit Studio. There you go. Wit Studio, and the new studio will be, it says it right here, Kazuaki Teresawa is directing the anime at studio, oh no, it's not Kara, Kafka, Studio Kafka, which is a new animation studio, so this will be their first thing, so that's really cool, so I'm excited for that. We get to see Bone Daddy. I'm all about Bone Daddy right now. Also, this is going to be sick. This is going to be debuted April 29th on Netflix, so I'm excited about this. Yasuke, 6-episode anime by Studio MAPPA. The staff of LaShawn Thomas and Studio MAPPA Yasuke anime. If you don't know who Yasuke is, he is the first and only known black samurai. Like, and he is said to be one of the greatest known Ronins ever known, as said by many other samurai in history. In a war-torn field of Japan filled with mechs and magic, the greatest Ronin never known, Yasuke, struggles to maintain a peaceful existence after a past life of violence, but when a local village becomes a center of social upheaval between warring daimyo, Yasuke must take up his sword and transport a mysterious child who is the target of dark forces and bloodthirsty warlords. The story of Yasuke, the first African samurai who actually served the legendary Oda Nobunaga, will be released to the world. Yeah, so this is based on a real person, and he was given the name Yasuke, and he served under Nobunaga. So some people get tired of hearing anime stories and manga stories about Nobunaga this, Nobunaga that. This is not one that you should miss, because it's not even about Nobunaga, really. It's about Yasuke. And it's really exciting. And they were going to make, I think we talked about it on the newscast probably like a year ago or so, they were going to make a live-action film about him, and Chadwick Boseman was supposed to play him. And I don't know if they're doing it anymore now, because obviously he passed away. And, you know, RIP the GOAT. But, like, yeah, that's really exciting. I'm excited for that. LaShawn Thomas was the chief director and storyboarder and original creator of the anime Cannon Busters, if you guys remember that, that came out on Netflix. So that is pretty cool. Which I still haven't seen yet, but I heard it was really sweet. So I'm excited. So here's, let's see, let's do this. The World Ends With You anime got a new PV for that. The World Ends With You. That is coming to, I think this is not a Netflix thing, is it? I hope not. I don't think it is. I think it's April, because they're doing a special thing on April 2nd. So I assume after that, it's when it's premiering. I cannot seem to find the date. But if you've never played the game, The World Ends With You, there is a Switch version out now. Right here, April 2021. So this anime, they announced this anime with it as well. So that's really cool. It's just called The World Ends With You, the animation. So I'm excited for that. Ghibli producer Hayao Miyazaki's How Do You Live film's animation is half finished, he says. In an interview in December, they had said that the film was going to be 125 minutes long, so about 2 hours, and they're about halfway done, they said in a recent interview. So there you go. Hideaki Anno directs music video for Hikaru Utada's One Last Kiss, which is Utada Hikaru. She did, if you don't know who that is, she did Simple and Clean for Kingdom Hearts, and she did Sanctuary and Don't Think Twice, and pretty much all the theme songs for Kingdom Hearts she did. And she did the theme songs for the last three Evangelion movies. So I think it was only right that she did the last one. And she came out with a music video for it, and Hideaki Anno directed it. So that's really sweet. I've heard the song already. I have not watched this music video. But I've been a fan of Utada Hikaru for a long time. Long, long time. A lot of people will probably say the same, because they've been, you know, they've loved her since Kingdom Hearts. I mean, she's amazing. She's awesome. The fact that she's been doing music this long is awesome. Speaking of Hideaki Anno, there is a documentary coming out, which is supposed to be like a 75-minute TV special or something, that documents the last 4 years, the 4 years of him doing the last Evangelion movie. So that is pretty exciting. I'm excited for that. I'm hella excited for that. Probably almost just as much as excited for the movie itself, if not just as much, or if not more, you know. So that is sweet. That is exciting. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. With the pandemic, right, it's weird, because, like, we weren't sure how things were going to go down. It's like about a year ago today, actually, because Trisha's birthday is in 2 days, right? So last year, Trisha was supposed to do like this amateur burlesque show. Hubba hubba, I know. Thick thighs save lives. I was ready for that. We were going to go. She had invited all of our friends, and we were going to go. And then that was supposed to be on Friday the 13th in March. That's when the show was. And I was telling her that, right, like the day before, I was telling her, I was like, that's when, like, coronavirus stuff really started kind of flowing through America more. And as it was kind of rising in numbers before anything got locked down, this was like right before things got locked down. And I was telling her, I was like, because, you know, we were obviously, rightfully so, we were more scared of it back then, because we didn't know too much how it spread. I think we assumed that it spread, obviously it spread dangerously enough to the point where we're in the predicament we are in now, you know. We weren't sure who had it. You're not going to know who has it, because it takes a week to 2 weeks to, like, start doing stuff to you and things like that. And the day before, I remember, I think we went shopping that night or something. We came home, and I'm making food in the kitchen, and I said, babe, I don't know if I want to do, I don't know if I want to go to your show. I don't think we should go. And she's like, are you, like, why? And I told her, I was like, it's, I'm not trying to put fear into you. And I'm not trying to say, like, we need to rush to the store and get, like, 50 things of toilet paper or whatever. But look, I got to tell you, this stuff that I'm reading on the news is a little scary, you know? And, she kind of was like, you know, maybe we shouldn't. So I, of course, I had friends in our local, like, performance and drag community in the gay community that I was kind of like, I was messaging them and telling them, I don't know if we're going to go. And they were like, sure, no, we totally get it. Another person, another performer also already told us they weren't coming either. So the next day, I think Trisha had her girlfriend Kate over, our other girlfriend Kate over, and they just hung out. Come to find out that they canceled the show just because they were also afraid. And literally that week, that next week, we went into lockdown. Now, anyway, there's my little tangent. There's my little memory of that, of how that went down. So, you know, we weren't sure how things were going to get, like, things that were supposed to get released weren't. They got pushed. They got delayed. Video games, movies, card games. I think anyone who got it really worse, got it really bad, Digimon card game, okay? Been trying to get my hands on these cards for a while now. And they, you know I've been hype about these. And obviously, how are you trying to release a tabletop game in the middle of a pandemic, you know? What do? You know? And obviously some game stores and stuff are opening up now for play, which I don't necessarily agree with. But, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. And I think that in the way that the pandemic has also slowed down distribution, slowed down delivery of products and things like that, it really fucked up the way this game was being distributed. So much to the point where scalpers are taking advantage. And the trial deck that I got, I paid like $22 for it on eBay. You know, these things I think are MSRP for $15 or something. And I joined a Facebook. I got invited to our local Digimon community, card game community Facebook group. I guess somebody made it like a couple months ago. And the special booster version 1.5 was released today. And after I picked up Trisha from work, she was like, "Do you want to go to the store or do we need anything?" I was like, "Yeah, we got to go to the dollar store, and I kind of want to go here because I want to see if they have the Digimon card game." And this is a big department store, obviously, and where they have card games and stuff, you know. And I was like, it was Target. And I went up to the front where all the cards were. All the Pokemon cards are gone. All the Digimon cards are gone. And the guy told me, he's like, yeah, one of the person who's in charge of, like, front-end product, they put it up all here yesterday, and it was gone yesterday. And I even called a few of my local game stores today, and they were like, yeah, we haven't even gotten it yet. They gave us like a 2-month window of when we might get it. And I'm like, fuck. Damn, dude. And one store that's kind of far away from me got their stuff today, and a bunch of people went and got boxes, obviously. But it sucks. I feel like I'm missing out. Like, I feel like when I was playing Pokemon or Weishwartz, when new sets dropped, you know, I could always rely on my local game store to get them on time, or I always had a chance to pre-order them and stuff like that. And I feel like Bandai did not give a lot of places, you know, enough product to allow people to pre-order, and it's just really tough, you know. And it sucks because it's also the pandemic, like, slowing everything down too. So it's not their fault. And I really think, I just was thinking about it today and I thought, well, they really should not have released this in the middle of a pandemic, this card game, you know, because this card game just started. And why would you want to premiere your brand new card game in the middle of a pandemic, you know? I mean, I'm not saying you can't play online. Like, obviously, you can use a webcam. You know, I've done it before. Me and Joel, when we did Cards in Hand, we did that all the time. I just don't understand. It just seems really tough. And obviously, you know what? They probably had no choice, right? Because they were getting people hyping in 2019 about it. You know what I mean? They were already building hype, and they were building hype in the beginning of 2020, and all of a sudden, boom, delayed, you know? So it sucks. It sucks. This whole pandemic sucks. At the same time, I think when you're building hype that much, it would have been a good idea to just make as much product as you could, you know, because it just was not enough. You know, and I feel like, and so many people, and also because of the fucking YouTubers buying all the Pokemon stuff. I'm sorry, all you mainstream, I don't care. I don't care if I get in trouble for this or get flack for this. All you mainstream YouTubers who don't even play the game and are just buying Pokemon cards to make pack opening videos, I sincerely hope you become a collector or a player of some type after this, because you're literally ruining it for people who actually play the game. You're literally ruining it for people who actually, the actual, you know, Pokemon tubers who play the game and collect the cards, and you're ruining it for the kids. I'm not even exaggerating this. Today, when I was at Target in the aisle, a guy and his kid came up and was like, oh, it's all gone, buddy, and I was like, no, I think you have to ask a Target staff member to get them for you because of all the. And he was like, oh, dang. He was like, it's wild. And I was like, yeah, I mean, when I was, I looked at his son. I was like, when I was his age, same thing. You had to go up to the cashier and ask for them, you know. They never used to always put them in the aisles like this. And he was like, that's crazy. And, you know, the kid wasn't upset or anything. He was just like, oh, you know, whatever. But, no, that's real shit. Like, I'm not even making that up. Like, it probably sounds like I'm making it up because I'm telling, you know, I'm going on a rant right now. But no, legit, that legit happened. That legit happened today when I was at the store. And it just, it really sucks. I really want those fucking YouTubers, these fucking bitch tubers, I really want them to literally suck their own dick and fuck off. Like, you guys are such bitches. You're ruining it. You're ruining it for people. You know what I mean? You're legit kind of ruining it for people. And we want to play it for people who actually want to play the game, people who actually want to collect the cards. You guys are being big bitches. You know? Come on. Come on, man. You know, I want to play the game. I got people in my Discord who want to play the game with me. And here you are just bitching it up, being bitches. You know? So it's just, on top of the pandemic and the kind of shaky release and everything like that, and you bitch tubers have to come in and swoop shit up like that. Nah, fuck you guys. That's all I wanted to say. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. Tell me if I'm overreacting. Tell me if I'm being kind of a bitch about it. You let me know. Wherever, in Discord, our Twitter, wherever you want. Okay. Other than that, that being said, thanks for listening every week. I love you guys so much. I appreciate every one of you for listening every week and allowing me to do this every week. Always, always, always. I'll always love you. Always love you. So, that being said, I'm Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Newscast.